In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life radio ministry. We call it the Word for Life because that's exactly what the Word of God is. It is our direction for life. If you missed our last broadcast, I introduced you to Mrs. Lena Yang, who came to us at the age of 30 from People's Republic of China. No concept of Christianity had been taught. There was no God, that they came from monkeys. And she and her husband had the opportunity to come to Ohio, Lena, I think you said last time, and do some research after your husband got his PhD. And somebody invited you guys to a Chinese Bible study. And I think last time we left off, you broke up in small groups and you listened a lot, but your husband was asking questions.
Right.
Was it something that he felt like he needed to argue with because it was so opposite of what he'd been taught? Or did it seem like this makes sense?
I still remember the first Friday evening after the Bible study, we drove our car home.
Okay.
On the way, we chat with each other.
Yeah.
We say, wow, Christianity sounds so exclusive.
Mm.
And we like our Confucius much better. But I think my husband, he's more engineering.
Yes.
So his mind is seeking the logic.
Okay, I see.
So one of the reasons I think he asked is because try to know more.
Right.
Because it's totally new to us.
Sure, sure.
And as he gathering the knowledge, then he's trying to process that for himself.
Okay.
Just at the same time, try to make a sense.
Right.
So that's more probably his motives.
So he approached it educationally.
Right.
Academically.
Right.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And having the logical mindset, he began to say, this is brand new, but did anybody invite you to any church services?
Yes. They actually, the Chinese Bible study group, they also do Sunday morning worship.
Okay.
So we was invited.
Yeah.
But for a time period, we felt we are not ready for that yet.
Sure, yeah.
So we will continue with the Friday evening Bible study.
Were there any Confucius studies anywhere around you?
Unfortunately, no.
That would have been so easy just to kind of slip into that.
Right.
And that would have been the end of the story.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Really looking back, we're just so thankful because back then we have no children.
Right, right.
And my visa status allowed me to work as well.
Okay.
Therefore, we don't have much financial burden either.
Right, right.
So, and we are not the person really like shopping or other stuff.
Right, right.
So God just graciously gave us that time and opportunity.
Right.
Not agree with it, but somehow being drawn towards it. Yeah, and kept going.
And the more you kept going, I imagine the more you kept discussing it on the way home and during the course of the week.
Right.
But you found yourself going back.
Definitely so.
Right.
Because for us, we are still, I guess for myself, we will study the Gospel of John back then, the first book.
Right.
It sounds something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
My heart would long for it.
Okay.
But on the other hand, we are young. We have many practical things ahead of us.
Right.
Therefore, we are still in the mindset of life is about making a living.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, practically, this is just like a section of our week.
Right.
That we don't mind going into.
But it didn't necessarily affect the rest of your week.
Not at all.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. Did anybody during that time ever try to sit down with you and talk with the two of you personally about a relationship with the Lord?
I would say probably. I definitely remember the leader of the group visiting us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I would more say it's possible they talked to us with that.
Yeah.
But we might not be able to comprehend.
I understand.
What, yeah, they are talking about.
Now, were the classes taught in English or Chinese?
Chinese.
Chinese, okay. All right. But so many of the terms of Christianity were foreign to you.
Right.
Not just foreign culture, but just foreign terms.
Like you just mentioned, a personal relationship.
Okay.
You know, even that phrase itself took us about at least, I want to say, 10 years to really grasp what that is.
Right. That Christianity is a family,
mm-hmm.
and it's God the Father, God the Son, and we can be in a personal relationship with God nowhere near what Confucius teaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so was there anything that kind of brought you guys to a turning point to begin to maybe believe that some of this might be true?
Definitely. Looking back, I think one thing first kept us going there and started thinking is the unconditional love we see in those Christians.
I see.
Because back in China, due to the evolution teaching, we believe we have to fight for everything.
Mm.
Like I had to fight hard to even get on a bus, which is difficult for me because there's so many people.
I see.
Not enough bus.
Okay.
Therefore, came here to see the Christians really just reach out to us.
Oh.
Just seek our best.
Sure.
Without asking any giving back.
Right, right.
That is very eye-opening for us.
Hmm.
Therefore, I think it's for that reason we kept going.
Yeah, okay.
And also then we start wondering, is there a God out there?
Okay.
Because as I mentioned earlier, even as a little girl, there's that desire for truth, for beauty, for kindness.
Right.
It was dropped and think that's not out there.
Mm-hmm.
But still in my heart, has that sense of there's something out there.
It's like a God vacancy, isn't it?
I feel that way, exactly. Yeah. There's something out there, you just don't know what it is.
Right.
And you learn to live without that being addressed.
Okay.
But now with this loving Christian
mm-hmm.
telling us there is a God and they believe so.
Right.
We started wondering, and I remember I prayed very early on, say, God, if you are out there, I would like to know you.
Okay.
Reveal yourself to me.
Sure, right.
Yeah, so.
And, of course, studying the book of John, the Gospel of John, is very revealing. God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, they're all mentioned there. And to see that God does love the world and gave his only begotten son right there in chapter 3 was really like God loves us and we don't have to be afraid of our God. And all of these are new concepts, aren't they?
Right. I remember especially when you mentioned the book of John says God is love.
Yeah.
That really get us thinking.
Right, right. So did the two of you kind of come to a decision to believe around the same time, or was that a different time?
I would rather say more we are parallel. We go to the Bible study same time and we chat with each other.
Right.
But the way of our understanding and approaching things are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So for my husband, he was more engineering, seeking for the truth.
Sure.
For me, probably I'm more seeking for love.
Right, right.
Therefore, kind of on a parallel line, hand in hand, if that makes sense.
Sure, sure. So which one of you came to know Christ as your personal Savior first?
I would say that's more a harder question.
Okay, all right.
What makes it difficult is it has been very difficult for myself, I knew, to even communicate what's going on inside of me.
Okay.
Therefore, we will chat what we heard and what we think about it.
Okay.
But really to articulate what we believe and where we are in terms of our personal faith, that's quite a challenge for us back then.
That's not necessarily part of the Chinese culture, is it?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, yeah. It's too revealing.
We were taught not to express ourselves.
You were taught that as a child?
Right. Like the whole society, there's that time period require everybody wearing blue and gray.
Okay.
So you don't go out of the line.
Yeah, yeah.
So for the conformity.
Sure.
That's why, we just take the test, answer the question as we were taught.
Okay.
So we were not really encouraged to think
and then
to express ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the situation.
Sure, sure. Okay. So I think you told me that in the early 2000s, maybe 2002, something like that, you by this time had started going to church and Sunday school?
Yes.
Okay.
After we stayed in Ohio for about 1.5 years,
okay,
my husband had to relocate his job.
I see.
So we moved to Birmingham, Alabama.
That's a shock.
Yes, with all the accents.
Like I was talking about last time, right?
Right,
that
right.
Southern slang.
The slang. But the good thing is when we moved to there, the first thing we did is we look for a church.
Okay.
Even
okay.
though we are not a believer yet.
Right, right.
So right away we look for a church. We started to join their service.
Sure.
But we feel comfortable enough.
Right.
Therefore, we also have child back then.
Okay.
One, our older one.
Okay, okay.
Therefore, we had this routine of going to church on Sunday for service, on Friday for Bible study.
And they had small group Bible studies too.
Yes.
Okay.
And a Sunday school.
And Sunday school. Well, guess what? We've run out of time again. Folks, be sure to join us in a couple more days and we'll continue this conversation. I want you to just rejoice with Lena with what God did in her life to bring her from basically being an atheist to being a born-again believer in Christ and how her life has been changed. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.